This is an interview with Paul Lee from Youngstown State University on the Chenango Valley during the Depression by Marilyn Lee at Measure, Ohio, July 24, 1982, at 3 o'clock p.m. First of all, how long have you lived in the Chenango Valley?
61 years.
61 years. When were you born?
1920.
What day?
November
29th, 1920. What nationality are you?
English or Irish.
What's your name and family? Like what their names are, your brothers and so on.
Well, my mother and father. My name is Fred, my mother's name is Florence, and I've had two sisters and one brother.
Can you give me a little information about your parents' background?
Coal mines played out, they moved up.
You were born, you had an older brother who was born, okay, an older sister. And then you were born in 1920.
Then my sister, which is a year older than me, she was born in 1919.
Can you remember what some of your duties were as a child at this time?
Cut the grass, work in the garden.
Your parents owned their home at this time.
When I was born, they were renting.
How big was the house you lived in?
Well, it was 4 bedrooms. About 7 rooms, I guess.
What was your neighborhood name? Your closest neighbors and so on. How far away would they have been?
Well, when we first moved down here, coal stoves, their kitchen coal heat. So the coal is delivered by either horses, wagon, or elk. After a while, they get to call trucks. It's
Whose duty was it to keep the furnace going?
We always been told coal furnace, they bank at night. Between my mother and father. What? Bring in the coal.
What else did you do
wood.
As childhood?
Most your vegetables.
Did your mother see that? Like fruit trees and...
Yeah, we had fruit
trees.
Well, one time we had rabbits.
Did you have any pets?
I had one. We always had a dog.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things did you do from where'd you used to go swimming at?
Yankee Run.
What else did you fish?
Yeah.
What about in the winter?
Sled ride.
Sled ride?
Ice skating.
Pretty well settled. There's houses on both sides. And so on. What did it look like then during the late 20s?
It rose up until blacktop.
Do you remember around when it was paved? What was everybody's reaction to this? Were they glad?
Well, yeah, because it provided a lot of jobs for people at that time. WPA.
Did anybody complain about them paving the roads?
They didn't want street lights, so
mm-hmm.
Most people, they said they didn't need it. Because they had a session for street lights.
And, oh, I see, that they didn't want to pay the taxes. Where did you go to school at? Grade school?
Addison.
Okay, did you walk to school?
Yep.
How far was that?
What is it? Where? About a mile.
Okay. What was your school like? Your grade school.
Most kids didn't go past 8th grade. A lot of kids couldn't.
Why?
Well, sometime it was...
Mm-hmm. talk about you quitting school?
No.
Never? Then when you went to high school, how far away was this school? 9 through 12.
School was in Brookfield.
Was in Brookfield Center?
Brookfield Center.
And how far away was that?
About 2 miles.
How did you get there?
By a bus.
Where'd the bus pick you up at?
Down
That was a short distance, and,
yeah.
And everybody took the bus up to the school. I see. At this time, we'll be talking about the 30s now, right during the Depression.
Sports, but they had a hard time getting uniforms. And we had class plays and programs just like they do today.
Do you have a band?
No. Part-time.
Part-time?
One year they have a band, the next year they wouldn't. Just depends how much money they can take in.
Oh, I see. Do they have a hard time keeping teachers? No? How big was the school? Like on average, how big were your classes?
Well, grade school classes, they had probably 20 or so in class.
Mm-hmm. Did it change when you went to high school? Were they any large?
Yeah, they were large in high school.
Uh-huh. Can you remember any of your favorite teachers?
In grade school.
And any time.
Yeah, Mrs. Moore.
What did she teach?
The third grade and the seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
I had it for years.
What did you like about her?
Well, fair with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Taught everybody the thing.
What was discipline like?
Well, it was pretty strict. Most teachers.
Mm-hmm. What happened, for instance, if you didn't do your homework, or you did act up in school? What happened?
Well, grade school, they'd give you a paddle. And sometimes even in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Or else they'd give you extra work to do. Sometimes you had to stay after school to do your work.
What were some...
College.
Mm-hmm. Say, like, for college people interested. Okay,
what are the days like when you're the new CEO of FDR? Like, do you remember any certain
personalities, even FDR himself? What do you remember about him?
Well, he used to come on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And give a talk. And
did your family... Did you go to the neighbors then sometimes to listen?
First radio I remember. Only one person could listen at a time.
Their earphones?
They had earphones.
How much did you get paid?
I think a penny a paper.
What did you do with your money?
Well, we'd go to shows sometimes on Saturday.
What kind of things do you remember about him? You mentioned his fireside chat. What else do you remember about him?
I don't know. It seemed to me like most people would be able to say.
In other words, did he? To be on? Did they plan to be at home to listen to him?
Yeah.
Were most people that you knew, were they happy when he was elected?
I think so. Most people are working people out here. Most of them were out of work.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he got elected, at least things started moving a little bit. People started getting jobs.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the mood of the people changed in this area?
I think it did.
Thank you. Bill Roosevelt, what was the mood?
Depressed. They didn't think there was no hope.
Why do you think it changed after Roosevelt was elected?
Well, I think you give the people hope. That there was a future.
For example, your own father during the Depression, what kind of jobs did he have?
Well, he worked in a Malibu. Made from Malibu. And he worked. Two or three days a week, sometimes 2 or 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had to try to find jobs outside of the mill.
we were given potatoes or whatever.
How would he hear about this? You mean, how would he hear about this?
Well, through other people. Mm-hmm. And my brother, older brother, he worked for the water company. I remember a few times help pay the water bill. You know, to put a day's work in for the water company, and then that would go towards your water bill or your gas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So your brother was out of school then while the Depression was during the 30s.
Yeah, he graduated in 32.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to what we call 3C camps, Civilian Conservation Corps. And sent him home, I don't know how much. Whatever they did at that time, you had to send it to your family.
You had to.
Boy, they did whatever they give you a month, and you send so much home to your family, and you able to keep so much.
Mm-hmm. Where was he at? Do you know what he did?
Yeah. He was building. Mommy's River. He was building tanks out of stone. And putting up rock walls and bridges. Basically, went to a sports house.
Did you seem to be happy doing this type of work?
Yeah. Right.
What kind of job did your father do? What people did that were unemployed.
Welfare or what?
Was there welfare? There were a lot of crime, do you remember? By people that didn't have anything.
I don't think there was anyone in this place.
Probably less. You think it was the neighborhood safer?
I think so.
Did you lock the doors at night?
Yeah.
How do people help one another out then?
Well, back if they weren't working steady. If the neighbors seemed to be doing something, or if you went over to ask them for some help, you wouldn't generally
people, do they have to get a field house or anything? Things like that, putting gardens together? Did the neighborhood people do that too, I think?
Well, some did, some didn't.
Did the church help people out at all?
Well, they didn't help much for thinking. But they tried something, they tried to help.
Any church like activities that your family did together?
We always did. Every summer.
And all the families would go there for the day?
Yeah, they all go. And they fight,
How did your church support it at this time? Just by the people's money? Did you ever attend the minister to wasn't paid a salary?
Yeah. One time if you don't whatever the people could do.
Did he do this on his own?
He did it on his own.
Any events that stand out in your mind as major or significant during the Depression? Any big thing you remember? That's 1929 when the stock market fell. Things like that. Any personalities that you remember that come to mind? Who were the idols at this time? What political party did your father belong to? He was a Democrat. Did he vote for Roosevelt?
He voted for Roosevelt.
Did he seem to think Roosevelt was doing a good job?
I think he did.
Mm-hmm. Do you do these days now as the good old days?
These days?
Not back during the Depression. Now do you do them as being the good old days? Your fond memories for the most part, despite the hardships.
Well, you might think they were the good old days, but
some of these are the negative things at this time. That might, you know, that might have held you back or your family back from, you know, progressing. What was considered a luxury then?
I was going to get my food.
Did you ever make visits up to your father's, birthplace up in Leonardsville, Pennsylvania, this year?
Yeah.
Up there to see your mother's relatives and so on?
Yeah.
How often would you go? What were holidays like, especially Christmas? Did you get a tree?
Yeah, you brought a couple of them
down. Mm-hmm. What were some of the special fruits that you would have at this time? Do people complain a lot at this time about how bad things were? Like children your age or older adults, did you hear them complaining about the things that they didn't have? Who did they usually blame it on? Can you think of anything else you'd like to add? What kind of changes did the community of validation at this time? How did it change?
In the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the WTA, they fixed a lot of roads. And they built a dam in the river.
Did you ever think of volunteering for the work programs yourself?
That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But that was really for people with a lot of work. Older people.
Mm-hmm.
They had to be 16 years old.
How do you think you might have benefited living through this time? Do you think it helps you to be more thrifty today?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.